Please turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 5. Exodus chapter 5, we want to read just a couple of verses at the end of this chapter, and then we'll read into Exodus chapter 6. The subject that I want to consider this afternoon is God's encouragement to Moses. But before we look at this subject, let us read God's word. Exodus chapter 5, beginning our reading at verse 22, and then reading into chapter 6. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, or I am Jehovah. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. And I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage. And I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you in unto the land, concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it you for an heritage. I am the Lord. Amen. We'll end our reading at verse 8. And we know the Lord will bless the reading, the public reading of his precious word to all of our hearts. Let's bow in prayer and ask the Lord for his help as we come to deal with this passage of Scripture today. Father in heaven, we do thank thee and praise thee for thy precious word again to our souls. And we pray, Lord, today that you would take your word and apply it to every heart, especially to your saints. We thank thee and we praise thee for the word of God. We thank thee that it's a living word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but thy word shall stand forever. And O God, we thank thee that we believe today that the Bible is the word of God. The Bible and the Bible alone is our only rule of faith and practice, because it is the infallible word of God. And Lord, we pray that you'd come and speak to our hearts through thy truth today. How we need to hear the still small voice of God speaking to us. And that would be our prayer this afternoon, that the Lord would draw strangely near, and that through his word and by his Holy Spirit, that we would be directed in the paths of the Lord. We thank thee for thy mercy to us. And O God, we thank thee for thy grace. And we thank thee, O God, for thy long suffering. And we pray today, Lord, that we might leave God's house saying it was good to have been here, for it was here where we met afresh with the Lord. How we need that word in season. Oh God, I pray that this word today might be a word for every heart. And oh God, that you would apply it to our souls. Fill us therefore with the Holy Ghost and with power. And help us, Lord, only to say those things that will be pleasing to thee. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. There is nothing as bad as discouragement in the work of God and in the Christian life. It is the devil's favorite weapon that he uses against the child of God in order to weaken us in our walk with God. There's nothing that knocks the heart out of the Christian more than discouragement. At the end of Exodus chapter 5, Moses is greatly discouraged. He has gone in before Pharaoh with the message of God. He has delivered that message faithfully. But Pharaoh has refused to heed the message. And instead of letting the children of Israel go, he has increased their burdens, with the result that the Israelites have turned against Moses and Aaron. So discouraged was Moses, and so much in despair, that he began to question his call to be Israel's deliverer. Indeed, Moses is so cast down at this time that he felt that God had let him down and embarrassed him, not only before Pharaoh, but before the children of Israel. Take a look again there at verse 23 of chapter 5. For since I came to Pharaoh, Moses says, to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people, neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. So you can see here that Moses was in the depths of despair. He was greatly discouraged. However, it was at this point that the Lord began to encourage his servant. Child of God, there's no one who can encourage us more when we're cast down than the Lord. You remember when David was greatly discouraged and distressed at Ziklag, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, that David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And of course, at that time, the Lord encouraged David. Here in Exodus chapter 6, it is the Lord that encourages Moses. Very simply today, I want to draw your attention to God's encouragement to Moses. And as we look at this subject and deal with this subject, I pray that the Lord would encourage our hearts this afternoon. Maybe there's a dear child of God here and you're discouraged, you're cast down for whatever reason. You've had a hard week of it. Maybe you've had a hard few months of it. Maybe this year has been difficult for you and you have been greatly discouraged. Well, I pray today that as we look at God's encouragement to Moses, that the Lord will in return, through his word, encourage your heart and my heart to go on with God. If there's a day and age when you and I need to look up, then it is this day and age in which we live. We need the encouragement of the Lord. We need the strength of the Lord to go on in our Christian faith. I want you to notice, first of all, exactly when this encouragement came from God to Moses. Now, there are two things that I want you to notice here. First of all, I want you to notice that God encouraged Moses when he was at his lowest ebb. Now, we have already made comment about this, but let me emphasize it more clearly. Moses could not have been any more discouraged than he was at this point in his ministry. As we have already said, it was bad enough that Pharaoh had refused to let the children of Israel go at the command of God, but now the people of God had turned against Moses. Take a look again at chapter 5, but this time look with me there at verse 19, down to verse 21. And you read these words, and the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case. After it was said, ye shall not minish aught from your bricks of your daily task. And then met Moses, and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said unto them, the Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our Saviour to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us. So here, the officers of the children of Israel were actually blaming Moses and Aaron because of these increased burdens that Pharaoh now was placing upon them. So you can see here, there's no doubt that Moses was at his lowest ebb. But it was at this very time when God encouraged Moses. Chapter 6, verse 1. Then, underline that word, that first word in verse 1 of chapter 6. Then the Lord said unto Moses. Then, when? At the very time Moses was in the depths of despair, the Lord came and encouraged his heart. Isn't that wonderful? You know, child of God, when we are at our lowest ebb, the Lord will always be there to pick us up from the depths of despair. In the midst of discouragement, the God of heaven will always be there to encourage his saints. In Psalm 94, verse 14, we read these words, for the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. And in Hebrews 13, verse 6, we read, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do unto me. And in Isaiah 41, verse 10, you should underline this verse in your Bible because it's a tremendous verse of encouragement. Fear not thou, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Thank God, child of God, when you and I are in the depths of despair, that is the time the Lord will come and speak to our hearts and lift us up and seek to encourage us. That's what is happening here in Exodus chapter 5 and chapter 6. At the end of chapter 5, Moses is in despair. But at the beginning of chapter 6, the Lord comes with this word of encouragement. And it came at the right time. It came when Moses was at his lowest ebb. Maybe there's someone here today and you're at your lowest ebb. Child of God, you're going through a difficult time. The pressure's on. Well, praise the Lord today. The Lord, I believe, has a word for you this afternoon. The Lord has brought you here, I believe, to give you this word. The Lord has promised his people that he will never leave us nor forsake us, because he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. But notice something else here. Notice that God encouraged Moses when he was before the Lord in prayer. Now, did you notice that? Very important to note that. Look exactly what it says in Exodus 5, verse 22. And Moses returned unto the Lord. Underline those words. Moses here, in other words, draws near to God. Although Moses is discouraged, he still prays. And that's the point that I want you to see. He brings his discouragement to the Lord. And as Moses waits before the Lord encourages Moses. Because it was as Moses stood before the Lord and waited before the Lord that the Lord spoke to him in Exodus chapter 6 and the verse 1. Oh, child of God, when we are discouraged, the best place for us to be is on our knees in prayer. There's no greater place to find encouragement from the Lord than the place of prayer. It was the psalmist who said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. And in verse 6 of that Psalm 34, we read these words, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. In Psalm 120 verse 1, the psalmist said, in my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. And in Proverbs 15 verse 29, we read these words, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Thank God when we are discouraged, when we're going through a difficult time in our Christian life, the promise is that when we wait upon the Lord, he shall renew our strength. Isn't that the promise? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. But you know, there's a wonderful promise over in Psalm 121. Just turn over to the Psalm for a moment and take a look at verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Here's the psalmist. And the psalmist is going through a time of trouble and a time of difficulty, a time of discouragement. And in the midst of his discouragement, he turns to the Lord and he lifts his eyes heavenward. Look at verse 2. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even for evermore. Oh, dear child of God, today, let us always remember in the midst of discouragement, even if we are at our lowest ebb, the Lord has promised to give us help in our time of need. Therefore, today, I would exhort you, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Here we have Moses. He has obeyed the command of God. He has went in unto Pharaoh. He has preached the message of God to Pharaoh. He has told the children of Israel, God's going to deliver you. And as he is faithful to the Lord, this discouragement comes his way. Pharaoh refuses to let the children of Israel go. And then the children of Israel turn against Moses because Pharaoh increases their burdens. And they blame Moses for all their difficulties. Here's a man who is greatly discouraged. And yet what we see here is this, that he comes before the Lord. And the Lord speaks to him. And the Lord encourages him. Indeed, that's the second thing I want you to notice. Turn back again to Exodus chapter 6. And you will notice, secondly, how this encouragement came from the Lord. Not only when this encouragement came from the Lord, but how this encouragement came from the Lord. Look at verse 1 of chapter 6 again. It says, then the Lord said unto Moses. I want you to underline those words. This encouragement came through the word of God. The Lord spoke to Moses. You say it to me, preacher, that's very simple. Yes, it is very simple. But it's also the truth. This discouraged saint of God received encouragement through the word of God. I want you to notice a couple of things here. I want you to notice, as God spoke to Moses, the Lord reminded Moses of his power and who he was. Let's read from verse 1 to 3. Then the Lord said unto Moses,
Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, I am Jehovah. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. Here we have the Lord, and as he encourages Moses, he reminds Moses of his power and of his person. The Lord was going to deliver the children of Israel. The Lord was going to fulfill his word. This might have been a great setback for Moses, but it was not a setback for God. God was working everything out to his plan and purpose. Oh, child of God, are you discouraged today? Listen to me. God's working everything out for his plan and purpose. You need to keep on believing that. And you need to keep on trusting in the word of God and in the promises of God. You need to be reminded, we all do, need to be reminded of who God is and concerning God's power. He's the one that sits in the heaven. He's the one that has control over the universe because he created the universe. He's the one that's going to judge this world someday. But notice also, as God spoke to Moses, the Lord reminded Moses of his covenant and what he had promised. Look at verse 4. The Lord's still speaking to Moses here, and he's still encouraging his child who's cast down. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Now here the Lord reminds Moses of his promise to the children of Israel. Notice carefully the sevenfold I will promises of God to Israel from verse 6 to verse 8. Now I wonder, did you notice them when we were reading the passage of Scripture? If you've got a pen, I want you to mark them as we go through them. These sevenfold I wills. Look at it, verse 6. Therefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you in unto the land, concerning the which I swore to give it to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And I will give it you for a heritage. I am the Lord. My friend, I'll tell you this. If Moses was discouraged at the end of Exodus chapter 5, he should not have been discouraged by the time the Lord had finished speaking to him. Oh, child of God, if we want to get out of the depths of despair, we need again to turn to God's precious word. We need again for God to remind us through his word of his power and person. We need again for God to remind us through his word of his covenant and what he has promised us. Has he not promised us a home in heaven? Has he not promised to defeat all our enemies? Has he not promised to keep his hand upon us until our work upon this world is over? Of course he has. And he will never fail. Moses might have thought he was failing, but he wasn't failing. The children of Israel might have thought he was failing, but God wasn't failing. Oh, I tell you, when their burdens were increased, I'm sure their faith was small. And when they turned against Moses and started to blame Moses for all their problems. But I'll tell you this, God hadn't forgot about them. And God has not forgotten about us, his people, his redeemed children. Did you notice as God spoke to Moses, he reminded Moses of redemption. Look at the end of verse 6. Look what it says. I will redeem you. Underline those words. And of course, that's how the children of Israel and Moses were delivered finally. It was through the blood of the Lamb. And we're going to say more about that in the weeks to come. Therefore, the Lord encouraged Moses by bringing him to the cross. By reminding him of the blood. Oh, child of God, are you discouraged today? Then go to the cross. Think of the blood of the Lamb and what Christ has accomplished for us on Calvary. And if that does not encourage you, then nothing will. We have been redeemed, not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. We're a blood-bought people today. We have the mark of the blood upon us. We are covered in the blood. We have been saved by the blood. The devil and all the demons in hell cannot take away our salvation and cannot take away our redemption because we are saved and saved eternally. Oh, you can see here how the Lord sought to encourage his servant. Child of God, there's no better place to get encouragement when we are discouraged than in the Word of God and around the cross of Christ. Well, we often sing that lovely hymn. And what a lovely hymn it is. Beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand. The shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land. A home within the wilderness, a rest upon the way. From the burning of the noontide heat and the burden of the day. Are you burdened today? Are you downcast? Are you discouraged? Is the way hard? Well, it was hard for Moses. And we can see that at the end of Exodus chapter 5. He was in the depths of despair. But thank God he did not give up on the Lord. Because the Bible says, as we have noticed, that Moses returned unto the Lord. Underline those words, dear child of God. Moses returned unto the Lord. In the depths of his discouragement, he looked heavenwards and he sought the Lord. And as he did, the Lord spoke to him. And it was the Word of God that encouraged him. It was the person of Jehovah that encouraged him. It was the promises of Jehovah that encouraged him. And when the Lord reminded Moses of redemption, that encouraged him. May we have much to be encouraged today in. When we think of our God and the mercy of our God to us. He has saved us from hell and from judgment to come. He has separated us from this world of sin. We are the people of God. We have much to be thankful for. And I pray today, dear child of God, that the Lord will encourage your heart and strengthen your soul to go on in the battle. Because it's a battle that we're in. Moses found himself in a battle. He was battling against the forces of hell. For that's what Pharaoh and Pharaoh's hosts were. They were the forces of hell. They were energized by hell and by the devil himself. But God was with his servant. Indeed, I want you to notice something else here. I want you to notice, thirdly, the result of this encouragement of the Lord to Moses. The result was that Moses went on with God. Now, Moses still had times of discouragement and times of fears and times of doubts. But the bottom line is this. Moses went on with God. Take a look at chapter 7 and look with me there at verse 10. And you'll read these words. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh. And they did so as the Lord had commanded.
Now I want you to underline those words.
And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. Child of God, our duty is to do what the Lord commands us. That's our duty. That's our responsibility. We have to leave the results with God. The saving of souls, that's up to God. I can't save a soul. You can't save a soul. Only the Lord can save. The Bible says salvation is of the Lord. Our duty is to preach Christ and Him crucified. Our duty is to spread the message of the gospel. Our duty is to continue to sow the seed of God's precious truth, to carry out the command of God, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And God will do the rest. And after the Lord encouraged Moses, Moses obeyed the command of God. Child of God, waiting before the Lord in prayer and hearing the word of the Lord through our hearts will encourage us and strengthen us to go on with God. We're not living in easy times. We're living in difficult times for the Church of Jesus Christ. We're certainly not living in days of revival. The tide is out. But you know, our responsibility is to keep going on with God. Sunday school teacher, keep teaching the children the things of God. Youth leader, keep teaching the young people the things of God. Children's worker, keep instructing the children in the things of God. Parents, keep instructing your children in the way of the Lord. And there will be discouragements, by the way. There will be times we will doubt. There will be times when fears will grip our hearts. Here we have the great Moses, and he's under the burden of discouragement. But here we can see how the Lord encouraged him. You know, the Lord's arm is not shortened that it cannot save, or his ear heavy that it cannot hear. God's word is still the same. God's promises haven't changed. A hymn that I love to sing, and one of the reasons I love to sing it is because the gospel mission I was saved in, they used to sing this hymn every night, marching on in the light of God. Marching on, I'm marching on, up the path that the Master trod. Marching on, marching on. A robe of white, a crown of gold, a harp, a home, a mansion fair, a victor's palm, a joy untold, are mine when I get there. For Jesus is my Savior. He washed my sins away, paid the debt on Calvary's mountain. Happy in his dying love, singing all the day. I'm living, yes, I'm living in the fountain. Let us live in the light of God's word. Let us live in the light of Calvary. Day by day, as we seek to serve the Lord in this sinful, crooked world below, let us always remember who God is and what God has promised and what God has done for us. That's how the Lord encouraged Moses. And that is what spurred Moses on to obey the word of God. And we know what happened eventually. Eventually the children of Israel were delivered from Egyptian bondage. And eventually they marched victorious out of Egypt. And the day came when eventually they entered into the land of Canaan, into the promised land. Whatever our trials upon this earth, whatever our burdens, whatever our discouragements, child of God, we will reach heaven. I'm going to reach heaven. Now, I know the devil doesn't like to hear that, but I'm going to reach heaven. And I know that the world doesn't like to hear that, but I'm going to reach heaven. The day will come when I'll reach the land of promise.
And what a day that will be. Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. Oh, what a day that will be when we leave this old sinful world behind us and we go to be with Christ, which is far better. So don't live in despair. Don't live in discouragement. Turn to the Word of God and allow the Lord to speak to your heart and encourage you. And remember continually about the blood of Christ and the sacrifice that he made. For thank God, he has redeemed us not only for time, but for all eternity. May God bless his word. Let's all pray.